This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States and Britain are teaming up with Australia to develop a nuclear-powered submarine fleet. U.S. President Joe Biden, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson Wednesday stressed that these nuclear-powered submarines will not carry nuclear weapons. The leaders of the three countries announced the new trilateral security partnership will focus on the Indo-Pacific region. Although none of the three leaders mentioned China in their remarks, analysts see this as another move by Western allies to push back on Beijing's rise in the military and technology arenas. China's Navy has a fleet of 60 submarines, which includes six nuclear-powered attack submarines. An earthquake collapsed homes, killed at least two people, and injured dozens Thursday in southwest China's Sichuan province, according to state media. Xinhua News Agency said rescue work was underway following the magnitude 6 earthquake. Western China is regularly hit by earthquakes. North Korea said Thursday it successfully launched ballistic missiles from a train for the first time and was continuing to bolster its defenses. Pyongyang's official Korean Central News Agency said the missiles struck a sea target. The South Korean and Japanese military said earlier that North Korea's two short-range ballistic missiles landed inside Japan's exclusive economic zone, but outside its territorial waters. Hours after the latest North Korean launches, South Korea reported its first test of a submarine-launched ballistic missile. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Gold medal-winning gymnast Simone Biles and some of her teammates called out the FBI and others over sexual abuse by USA Gymnastics team doctor, Dr. Larry Nassar. The FBI acknowledges missteps in allowing Nassar to remain free for months even after his abuses was reported in 2015. At a Senate hearing Wednesday in a news conference, Jessica Howard and Ali Raisman said the FBI failed them. There are 120 people who would not have been victims had one FBI agent made a proper report or phone call. FBI Chief Chris Wray says some agents did not, and he's pledging changes. Biles said the FBI turned a blind eye. It is time for a clear message. If you allow a predator to harm children, the consequences will be swift and severe. China tightened lockdowns and increased orders for mass testing in cities along its coast Wednesday amid the latest surge in COVID-19 cases. The National Health Commission on Wednesday said an additional 50 cases had been diagnosed in various parts of Fujian, most of them in Fujian region, since the start of the pandemic, first detected in late 2019 in the central city of Wuhan. China has imposed strict testing, lockdowns, quarantines, and mask wearing requirements. China has largely stopped the spread of COVID-19, but new outbreaks continue to occur in various parts of the country. A Delta variant outbreak in July and August spread to several provinces, raising concern about new and more contagious variants. The Biden administration began notifying governors and state refugee coordinators across the country Wednesday about how many Afghan evacuees from among the first group of nearly 37,000 arrivals are slated to be resettled in their states. California is projected to take more arrivals than any other, more than 5,200 people, according to the State Department data from the Afghan Placement and Assistance Program obtained by the Associated Press. States with historically large numbers of Afghans who resettled in the U.S. over the last 20 years, including California, Maryland, Texas, and Virginia, are again welcoming a disproportionate number of evacuees, according to the data. Many gravitate to Northern Virginia, the Maryland suburbs outside Washington, and Northern California, some of the most expensive housing markets in the country. Currently, each Afghan evacuee is slated to get a one-time direct payment of $1,225. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.